This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will announce on Monday that Washington will return to the U.N. Human Rights Council as an observer with an eye toward seeking election as a full member. The decision is likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and many in the pro-Israel community. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the world body's main human rights agency in 2018 due to its disproportionate focus on Israel, which has received by far the largest number of critical council resolutions against any country, as well as a number of authoritarian countries among its members, and because it failed to meet an extensive list of reforms demanded by then-U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. In addition to the Council's persistent focus on Israel, the Trump administration took issue with the body's membership, which currently includes China, Cuba, Eritrea, Russia, and Venezuela, all of which have been accused of human rights abuses. Although the U.S. will have only non-voting observer status on the council through the end of 2021, the official said the administration intends to seek one of three full member seats currently held by Austria, Denmark, and Italy from the Western Europe and other state groups. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defenders and the U.S. Senate rallied around him on Sunday before his impeachment trial, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing that the former president's fiery speech before the U.S. Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence of January 6th. In an interview on ABC's This Week, U.S. Senator Roger Wicker says there may be other options to hold the president or former president accountable.
If being held accountable means being impeached by the House and being convicted by the Senate, the answer to that is no. Now, if there are other ways in the court of public opinion, or if some.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts its uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in a 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from. But when asked whether the U.S. would lift sanctions first to get Iran to return to negotiations, Biden replied simply no. The Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on state TV that if the United States wants Iran to return to its commitments, the U.S. must lift all sanctions in practice, then do verification and see if the sanctions were lifted correctly, and then return to the commitments. The pact had allowed Iran to enrich uranium at a 3.67 concentration level, but since mid-2019, it has pushed enrichment levels back up to 20%, the level it had achieved before the accord. Experts say Tehran now has enough low-enriched uranium stockpiled for at least two nuclear weapons if it chooses to pursue their manufacture, but Iranian officials, to the long skepticism of Western governments, has long maintained that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. At least nine people are dead. Dozens remain missing in India after part of a glacier in the Himalayas broke off, releasing a torrent of water and debris that slammed into two hydroelectric plants. Experts say the disaster Sunday appears to point to global warming. Video from India's northern state showed the muddy floodwaters tumbling through a valley and surging to a dam, breaking into pieces with little resistance before roaring on downstream. The disaster turned the countryside into what looked like an ash-colored moonscape. Many villages were evacuated, and power plants further downstream were saved by opening up their gates. Hundreds of rescuers were working into the night to find trapped victims. More than 1,000 people gathered in Myanmar's main city on Monday in a new protest against last week's military coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The rally drew enthusiastic crowds shouting slogans and holding signs saying no to dictatorship and we want democracy. The demonstrators are seeking to roll back last Monday's seizure of power by the military. They're demanding the release from detention of Suu Kyi, the country's ousted leader, and other top figures from her National League for Democracy party. Monday's protest followed a series of rallies over the weekend. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.